Joining us live is Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. Congressman, what are your initial reactions to this plan from the GOP?
Well, it's a huge step forward, but we've still got a ways to go to get to something that I would really love and support. But again, there's a reason that healthcare reform takes so long, and it really is a challenge. It really is difficult to get all the parties together, even the Republicans together, on something that we can all agree or support, and we'll probably never get to something that we all agree. We know that we can do better, and I think we can make this bill a little bit better, but I hope we can get the support that it needs. We need to repeal Obamacare. We promised the American people we would, and we need to give the American people a better plan. I think this is a good step towards doing that.
For the last 8 years, you know, Republicans have said we need to repeal and replace, and you've been talking about that for a very, very long time. How important is it that you guys get this right?
Oh, it's so important. Oh, my heavens. I mean, we need to move on to tax reform, regulatory reform. We need to rebuild and refund our military. But none of that's going to happen until we do this. I mean, this is really kind of a touchstone for us because it was one of the primary promises that we made to the American people. It's one of the primary things that people are interested in. And I know that when I come back home and talk to hundreds or even at thousands of Utahns who tell me, hey, this is how Obamacare has hurt me. This is what it's done to me and my family, and we just have really this obligation to make it better for them.
So as I read this new legislation, it still covers people with pre-existing conditions, but my question is, how does it address the issue of the increase in premiums that so many people are suffering from?
Well, and that's one of the primary concerns we have. In fact, I would say it is the primary concern that we have, and that is addressing the cost. Well, you know, again, how many people have I talked to have said, I just can't afford insurance any longer for my family or my employees? And it's the one thing that we have to do, and that's to drive costs down. There's a couple things that we kept from Obamacare, and that's why you get this moniker of Obamacare Light. And by the way, I wish people wouldn't describe it that way because it just builds resistance to the idea that we know is going to be better than the thing we have right now. But you have to increase choices for people. You know, President Obama promised you can keep your insurance, you can keep your doctor. Turns out that wasn't true. And we want to make that true once again, where you people actually can choose. But you've got to do it in a way that drives down cost. And that's one of the primary responsibilities we have. This does do that. It does that by introducing competition. It does it by these the tax refunds that we give to people, but that is one of the primary challenges. And one of the things we have to wait to see how good this bill is or whether we need to change it, and that is get the score back from CBO and find out how much it actually is going to cost and what it's going to do to driving down health care costs.
Congressman Stewart, I want to quickly shift topics on you here. I know you're on the House Intelligence Committee. Can we talk to you about this WikiLeaks leak, I guess, yesterday regarding the CIA and possibly having the ability to tap telephones and Americans' televisions? Comment on that, if you will.
Yeah, it's terribly destructive. And, you know, unlike the Snowden leak, where he indicated that there were things that were actually affecting many Americans, and that is collecting the telephone numbers. It was never collecting the actual conversations. It was never reading text. But they did collect the telephone numbers of individuals. This is nothing like this. This isn't an idea where every American is going to be affected. These are very specific tools that you would use in very specific cases and almost always overseas. In fact, with the CIA, virtually every time overseas. And I can't imagine why someone thinks this is a public service to do this, to weaken our ability to gather intelligence on threats from overseas. Whoever did this should be held accountable. We should find them. We should prosecute them, just like we should find and prosecute those people who have been leaking classified information over the last 6 weeks that we've seen. There's this attitude that's developed that, you know, if I have this information and I feel for some reason that it's in the public good, or I just feel like it's in the political good in some cases, that it's a political decision, therefore I'm going to leak it. We've got to change that, and we've got to hold these people accountable. My heavens, if I had done that in the military, I'd be scared to death for my future and what would happen. If I'd done that as a member of the Intel Committee, I'd be frightened about that. And it's just, there's no purpose for it, and it hurts us as we're trying to secure America and American interests.
Before we let you go, Congressman, I just saw this morning that the committee chairman of the House Select Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, says that he sees no evidence of President Obama ordering the wiretapping of Trump Tower. Is that something that you agree with?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we don't see direct evidence regarding that, just like we don't see direct evidence when people say that there was, you know, some type of collusion or nefarious activity between Trump campaign workers and Soviet agents, which has been kind of out there in the media for the last couple months. But we need to find out and ask these questions, and we need to come back and tell the American people this is either true or this isn't true. These are serious allegations on both sides, and the American people deserve to know. But there's so much else going on regarding the Russian investigation, so many other things that we are looking at as well. And in all of those cases, we look forward. In fact, we had a meeting last night where we are encouraging the chairman and the agencies that we'd be working with, let's declassify this information as soon as we can and allow the American people to know, and let us show them what we're working on and the important aspects of this investigation.